Hey Janet, how you been? I had a heck of a summer.
Hi Janine, I'm fine, thanks. My summer was awesome. We went to a couple of concerts and music festivals, including Lollapalooza. It was amazing.
Oh man, that must have been incredible. I saw the photos on Instagram. I would have loved to see some of the artists like Maroon 5 and Tiësto in person. That had to have been absolutely wicked.
Oh yeah, it totally was. Could you possibly have had a cooler vacation than in the Bahamas, though? 2 full weeks. Yeah, it was awesome. But I spent a lot of time on my phone, too. I didn't realize it at the time, but man, I really can't imagine what I would have done without it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Some days I ask myself what I wouldn't give to be free of it. But then I always wonder what that kind of world would even look like. I mean, come on, can you really imagine a world with all of our modern conveniences, but with the absence of social media? No more Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram to share photos with friends. At most, just old-fashioned email. No LinkedIn to apply for jobs or follow companies, nor Yelp to rate your favorite grub joints.
I bet that people sure would communicate more when together, but then these summers might be hard at times. I don't know, to be honest, had I not ever gotten so accustomed to being connected 24/7, it might not be such a big deal. I would even go so far as to say I would sleep better. I get woken up by the notifications at least a few times a week.
Oh yeah, that would be nice to get through an entire night and wake up the next morning without being constantly reminded that someone is trying to get in touch with you at every waking second. Even though I put it on sleep and I set some of the apps to not show notifications, every morning I have at least three or four. What I would give to wake up in the mountains out of cell range.
I get that. I want to get out of here at times too, but then it's so nice to have everyone there all the time. Imagine if you couldn't, and you had to telephone and wait and page and wait to talk to anyone or to tell them even the simplest of things.
Yeah, I always check the college police Twitter before going out now. Ever since there were that string of robberies late at night, I'm worried that something might happen. It's such a relief to know that everything's safe.
Oh yeah, I would be scared nuts if I had to rely on hearsay all the time. I mean, there's a lot of that on social media too, but to some extent it's mitigated by the easy access to the internet. Would the world miss YouTube, I wonder? Would I? It's true that it's good for listening to music on demand, but I suppose the radio is nice too. Plus, with the radio, you never know what might come next.
Haha, I would surely miss YouTube because I love the music videos and honestly, MTV just doesn't cut it any longer. That said, I bet a world without the Beliebers would be a sight to behold. I mean, it's great that people can post their own videos and whatnot, but I'm just not sure that I'm a huge fan of all these covers that have come out in the last few years.
You know, you're right that the covers aren't always that great, but every now and then, a few good original pieces come out too. There have been more than a few artists come up through the vine.
What a wonderful pun that was. But I suppose you're right. There have been some good artists in the mix. And the ability to share home videos easier is nice too. But I just feel like we've lost some of the personal touch that we had when we sent the files by email.
Yeah, but supposing you're right, we still have email today and we could use it. I guess we'll never know, though. Anyway, are you going to...